This episode is brought to you by Perspective Space, a community gathering venue in Encinitas, California, that fosters mindfulness, sustainability, creative expression, and connection. More about them later. Hello and welcome to In the Art Scene podcast, an art podcast that has it all. I'm your host, Galina Marquez, and I invite fascinating people to talk about their personal creative journeys, success stories, and inspiration. We talk about art business and marketing, how to find your creative voice, and all the new trends in the art world, like NFT, AI, and such. Join me and my guest for today's conversation. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to In the Art Scene podcast. I don't know how you are doing today. I'm doing amazing. It's Friday morning. It's sunny. It's September. You guys are probably going to hear it sometime toward the end of the year. So I hope you are having nice holidays or getting ready for nice holidays. And I am having, you might guess it, a very special guest. My guest today is Jane Belanti, a multifaceted creative and an art business coach. I don't think we've ever had an art business coach, so I'm super excited about this conversation. I hope you are too. So welcome, Jane, and please introduce yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. So I am a mixed media artist. I've been a mixed media artist for 30 years. And I love to help people let go of negative self-talk so they can either create art or they can create a personal brand, because that negative self-talk sure gets in the way of both of those things. And so, yeah, my business has just kind of morphed over the years. I've done tons of, art fairs from small to very large, some juried, some not. I've owned 3 different retail spaces. And now I am working from home. I'm an empty nester. So it's really great. My husband goes to work, during the day. And so I get the whole place to myself with my pets. And I really am enjoying the place that I'm at right now. So,
That sounds amazing. It sounds like you've done it all, and it sounds like you've made it in the art world, and now you're coaching other people from actual your perspective and your experience. And I'm really curious to hear a little bit more about that experience. How did you go to school for art, or how did you come to be that multifaceted creative? I see some amazing stuff behind you on the wall, and I don't really see every single medium is different. So I can tell that you have tried it all.
That's the honest truth. I'd almost call myself a hoarder of art supplies, but I can't say I'm a hoarder because I actually use everything. So, I've been creative my whole life. My grandmother was an artist. She was a watercolor artist. And I've just always been creative. And so at the age of about 19, I started making jewelry. And so I decided that I was going to sell it. And I got a piece of wood. I put some fabric on it. I pounded some nails in it. I hung my necklaces and earrings on that. And I just dove in, and I went to a flea market style place. And I opened my trunk and I put my piece of wood with my jewelry out there, and I was open for business. Here we go, and it's funny because I had no thoughts in my head that I couldn't do that, because that's oftentimes what makes people scared is they'll make the things and then they're afraid to sell. I don't think I can do that. Right. So and I just never had that in my head. And so it really has just morphed from there. I had enough credits to have a full fine art degree, but I chose graphic communications because I thought, well, it's going to be easier to get a job that way, right? And so
How many of my guests are saying pretty much the same thing? I chose graphic designer because I can get a real job, quote-unquote real job.
It's so funny, and that was obviously just a lie that I told myself, because I actually started teaching graphic design at the university that I graduated from. And then I thought, well, well, I'm going to be a teacher at a college. I need my master's degree. I need to know how to teach. So then I went and got my master's in adult education. And then I stopped teaching at that college. And so it was just, it's so funny because for years I was like, why in the world did I get this, you know, this master's degree? It's all coming together now, but, you know, in hindsight is 2020, but I have always been a mixed media artist and I've always created for me, but the furniture painting trend started to reveal itself to me and nobody in my area was doing this at all. And so I started painting furniture and it was like, it was so busy and that just morphed into a business for so long. Like, oh, I'm just going to roll with this, right? Because it's going and
yeah, it's I remember fun. It was 2017, 18, 19, that kind of, yeah. Everybody, mm-hmm. yeah. I living here in California, in San Diego, we had like street fairs of painted furniture. This shabby chic was really in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, that started in about 2009 or 10 or 11, something like that. So yeah. But so I painted furniture for like 12 years.
Wow.
And as the furniture painting trend started to morph, people started using the furniture as their substrate, right, for creation. And so they mm-hmm. actually started to show their art on furniture. So I was like, what? This is like all coming together, right? So I started creating art on furniture. And
I'm so curious to see any of those pieces. If you have
I would love to show you. Yeah.
If you have any pictures, I would love to include them in the show notes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And then I just got totally burned out, completely burned out. I had my third store. I had a huge store that closed during COVID, but everybody was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, that was the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me because I was so tired of it. And then for some reason I thought, well, I'll just do it, but I'll do it at a smaller level. So I got a store that was 750 square feet and I dove in and, I just wasn't into it anymore. I wasn't really listening to any of the signs either. It was COVID. I had kids in high school that were graduating. Their whole worlds were just upside down. And I also had some health problems at that time. I had to actually get a stent in my heart in 2021 at the age of 49. And then I had to go on blood thinners for that whole year. So the stent in itself was a total shock. And then I had to go on blood thinners all the while I had fibroids at the same time. And so blood thinners, fibroids, not a good combination. Ooh. I lost so much blood that year and I was so anemic. I couldn't do anything, couldn't exercise. Kids were in COVID. I had the store that I wasn't into and everything just like, it just came to a crash.
It sounds like the world really fell apart.
Yeah. And I wasn't listening to this. I still wasn't listening. Right. So like I got the stent and you would think that would be like the big boulder thrown at me, but it wasn't. That was the pebble. Right. And then the blood loss was the rock. And then I actually started having dreams and I never remember my dreams, but for some reason I remembered these and I dreamt of a brown bear, a Black Panther, kittens. And I'm so like, why am I dreaming this? You know, what does this all mean? So of course, I Googled it all. And every single one of those symbols meant transformation and rebirth. So like, what in the world, you know?
Wow.
So I feel like that was like finally the boulder that was thrown at me. Like the universe was begging me to see this, begging me. And so that was probably in late October of 2021. And I really just began digging deep and I decided that I was going to close my shop and I closed it right before Christmas. I didn't even wait for Christmas sales. I just was like, I am so done. I used to be called Morning Dew Creations. That was my business name for years and years. And I decided to change it to Jane Belante Art early in 2022. And when I did, things started happening. I got published. I was chosen to be on a number of creative teams for national brands. Like the universe was showing me the way. And I finally decided to take a look and to take action.
You know, this is very interesting, and I have a question for you. So there were so many guests on my show who were saying kind of a similar stories. I wasn't listening to the signs, and then the universe was showing me the way, and I finally, you know, finally saw it, or finally gave in and like took a leap of faith. You are now doing it for, you know, this is your business. This is your profession. You are showing people how to start listening to the signs.
Yes.
So I'm really curious about that, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of us are just right now ignoring those signs. Like we're getting, I don't know, morning headaches, or like I dream of kittens, you know, every other day. So I have no idea what that means for me, honestly. So yeah. So I'm pretty sure that a lot of us, a lot of our listeners are, you know, might not realize that the universe is telling them something, and the things that are happening to them are signs. So how, one good advice or one word of wisdom or something, how to break through that, you know, blind spot and actually, you know, start communicating back within your universe.
Right. Well, I think that silence is a really important thing. And I, you know, especially as women, you know, we tend to do everything for everybody else all the time, and we ignore ourselves. You know, that's just innately who we are. And if you never, ever stop, you're never going to hear anything. And that's what was happening to me. Like, you know, my kids during COVID, and, you know, my medical problems, like I, and my business, and I just felt like I was on that hamster wheel, mm-hmm. and never, ever taking the time to slow down and to listen to those whispers, because they're going to come in. They'll come in, you know, and it will hit you like a boulder if you don't listen. And so I think being quiet is a really important thing to do. And so meditation, I love to work in my art journal. My art journal is actually absolutely everything to me. I work everything out in there, you know, and then I get to create pretty things at the same time. So, yeah. My signature method that I actually teach people actually has to do with art journaling. And it's amazing that once you bring these things to the light, that like now you know about them. And so you can either choose to continue in the story that you've been telling yourself, or you can choose to take action to create a new story. And that is 100% where I work from. 100% possibility, 100% of the time.
That is profound. And I absolutely agree with you that, yeah, like having little children, or not even little children, having a household to take care of. And that's, I'm sure it is true not only for women. I'm sure there are lots of men who are finding themselves in the similar hamster wheels. Yeah, just having a short disconnect, a meditation practice is very helpful. And I'm actually curious about this journaling practice, because from what I know about journaling, there are different ways of doing it. There are prompts for journaling. There is a stream of consciousness journaling, where you're kind of accessing your subconscious, and kind of whatever comes out, and then you get to visualize it. And it's like, whoa, what was sitting in me?
Yeah.
Or there's like journaling of, you know, writing down like what has happened with you in a day. So you, again, you kind of have that visual list of things, of actions or events or whatever. So what is your method more about?
It really is a combination of all of those things. I just absolutely love to create, and it helps me like work out problems. So like remembering who I am, you know, and, mm-hmm. and making that into visual form is just so powerful, because you're putting it out into the universe, and then you're concretizing it with an image. And it really helps you make quick shifts. You know, it really does. And so, yeah, that's part of what I teach. And it is powerful. It's very powerful.
Yeah, and the page that you just showed me is absolutely amazing. And I am just wondering, like, you've been doing it for several years. I wonder if you have like a stack and stack and stack of those journals.
Girl. Stack of journals. I do.
You have a library, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. I love journals, but I love to make journals too. So I love, you know, just
book binding
and you know, just fun little pretty little things You know, I love it all. And that's, you know, I just cannot put myself in a box, right? Because I love it all. I love texture. I love fiber. I love image and color and just everything. You know, I love it all. And
I like that accordion style thing. It's really cool.
They're so fun. And you can make them so easily. All you have to do is fold paper. You don't even have to know how to do bookbinding, you know, and I love things here like this, where it's just an exploration, you know, and it can be whatever you want. And this is just all watercolor paper. So this is just waiting for me to create inside of it. Right.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know. I the people that I coach, one of the gals said the other day, like, well, you know, I know everybody's telling me that I need to niche down and that I need to just be one thing. And I told her, no, like, I don't niche down. Like, I love everything, you know, and you're going to attract the people to your business that are just like you. And that's what you want to do. You want to show who you are as your authentic self, right? Because that's what people connect with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's absolutely. That's a fallacy, I think, when it comes to an artist and a business.
Yes, I agree, because I've been in the same kind of a stream of thoughts for the longest time. Like, I have to find a style. I have to choose my medium. I have to be known for one thing. But like, what am I supposed to do if I am drawn to like the next shiny object and I want to try all of it, right? So, yeah. And it is absolutely true that like, if you are drawn to something, there is a good chance that there are other people who like the same thing. That means there is an audience for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think as artists, we are all like squirrel, 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 squirrel. We want to do it all. We want to try it all. We're tactile. We want to experience things because it gives us a feeling inside. Yeah. Like, this is amazing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so it is so hard to narrow down. It really is. And so that's one of the things that I really understand about artists and people that have an art business, is that we are multifaceted.
And
you can be that and still make money, right?
And then,
go ahead.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to say that the interesting thing, no matter how many different things you try, your authentic style will still show through, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we deserve not to be starving artists. We deserve to be thriving and, you know, influential and inspirational to others. We deserve that. So that's a really important part of where I work from as well.
That is a great message. Absolutely great message.
Let me tell you about the new friends and sponsors of the show, Perspective Space. Perspective Space is a unique venue in the heart of Encinitas, California, open for individuals and companies that promote mindfulness, creativity, sustainability, and connection through their practice. The space is open and bright and well-suited for art shows, yoga, photo shoots, sound healing, art classes, workshops, and other community gatherings of up to 60 people at a time. Perspective Space is a project by Think Parallax, a local sustainability strategy and communications agency that generously opened up its office for the local art community during the pandemic. I interviewed the CEO, Jonathan Hanwood, in Season 8, Episode 6, and I am dedicating several episodes in this season to feature their artists in residence. To learn more, go to perspectivespace.com or click the banner on intheartscene.com. It's PerspectiveSpace.com or click the banner on intheartscene.com.
So, negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, that is the first huge step for a lot of artists who are like, especially emerging artists, right? And sometimes actually the artists with, you know, with a long career who are creative as hell, but are still, you know, stuck in their studios and are lacking that, you know, that business part of it. So once we're pass through that negative self-talk, then we come to like numbers and business stuff, administrative stuff. So do you coach that as well?
I do, but I really do coach that you should hire other people for that because we have, you know, we have our superpower, right? And that superpower is whatever it is that we're doing. So if we're creating, we're inspiring, we're showing others, we're teaching others, whatever your superpower is, right? And that is your massive zone of influence. And so when you think about like the CEO of a company, they are the visionary, they're the driving force of the company, right? They're not down in accounting. They're not down in the mailroom. They're, you know, they're not doing the marketing. They're the visionary. And so everybody will say, you know, oh, but I just can't afford that. Well, that's, you know, that is actually, I understand that, but there are ways to get around that. You can hire people for $8 to $10 an hour, and where they live, that's a great salary for them. And so, you know, you hire somebody for maybe 2 to 3 hours a week, it's super affordable, right? So you just have to learn the ways to get around that. And if you never hire, you are never going to grow. You're never going to scale because you cannot do everything yourself.
You know what? You are actually the first person on this show who are advocating for this. And I am supporting this point. And I really thank you for this because almost every single conversation is all about like how artists have to be wearing all those multiple hats. We are our own administrators, marketers, CEOs and accountants, and all of that is falling into our laps. And even, you know, sometimes I'm listening to other art podcasts and reading some other stories from people who are actually teaching other artists how to do their business. And everybody says, well, just get ready that just 10% of your time you can actually create. All the other time, all the 90% you will be spending on doing emails, your website, your social media, the art fairs, whatever deals with the galleries, accounting, taxes, all of that. So just be ready and just be okay that only 10% of your time will be allocated for the actual act of creation, right? Which to me always sounds like
it's horrifying.
Really shocks me. Like my entire body kind of goes into like, why am I even trying to start this whole thing if I will go into the same dragging, you know, hamster wheel all over again? I might as well just go back and work in the office, right? If I have to do all of this, right? So I really thank you for saying those things because yes, there are ways of going about it. I don't know. There are actually there are lots of students who would be willing to, you know, learn art business as interns, maybe not like paid in experience, or, you know, there are some other deals. There are lots of virtual assistants who are actually, you know, they're virtual, they're doing the same stuff for other people, so they can, you know, spend 2 hours a week for doing your administrative things and be effective with it, and probably more effective than you would do in like the entire 30 hours a week, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, this is a really great message, and I do think that a lot of artists need to hear that.
You know, and, you know, think about like, oh my gosh, I have to go design a website and create a website. Like, how long is that going to take you to do? Right. And so if you're the CEO of your company, I'm just going to throw a number out, but maybe you're making $250, maybe you're making $500 an hour as the CEO, you're not going to be making the $35 an hour. Or if you, let me rephrase that. If you go back and you're the one doing the website, you're working at $35 an hour. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a huge gap from CEO to website designer. And what could you be doing instead as the CEO to grow your business, to be the visionary, to be connecting, mm-hmm. to be creating. And I create every single day. I spend 2 to 3 hours a day creating, you know, and then I go ride my bike for 2 hours. Like, you know, people say, gosh, you do so much. And I don't. It's an amazing balance and everybody can get there.
Yeah. And that's actually a very interesting perspective as well in terms of the hourly rate. I haven't thought about it this way, but it makes sense. And I also really appreciate you comparing artists with CEOs. CEOs. I
mean, right.
Everyone who chose to have a creative business, we are CEOs. What else are we going to do, right?
It's true. Yeah. You know, and do you see the CEO in the mailroom? I coach a lot of clients that sell art products. You know, paints and brushes and rub-on transfers and things. And, you know, they're spending all that time making a small profit on what they're selling. And then they're packing it, shipping it, getting to the post office. By the time they're done doing all of that, they're negative money.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so much work. Yeah. So you're killing yourself and working all the time and tons of hours. And when you really sit down and look at it, you're making negative dollars an hour. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And I've heard before when I was working in a corporate setting, the phrase that a lot of CEOs like to repeat to themselves, that I got to work on my business, not in my business.
Mm-hmm. That's the
which
truth.
Which is really true, that to grow your business, to move it forward, you have to continually thinking about the strategy, thinking about the next step, expansion, and thinking is work. It takes a lot to actually come up with a good idea, and then create the plan and make sure that you have resources and people to execute that plan.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to spend time on all that thinking and planning, who will?
That's exactly true. And then there are all the things in our head saying, well, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. You know,
yeah.
All of those forces against us all the time. And it's just a matter of staying in the content and rewriting yourself a new story about who you are, and then acting, being, doing exactly as that person would do or be.
Okay, I'm sold. I really want to learn how to be a CEO in my art business. Well, besides that, I know that you also have a mastermind program, right?
I do. Yeah. So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's an amazing program with artists of all kinds. You know, some people have like craft businesses. Some people are full on artists that teach retreats, you know, around the world. I've got some writers in there. And it really is a cool thing that we can get together, really learn about each other and support each other in business. And then I'm sort of the visionary for everybody. And I just keep them on track. Like, okay, now let me just stop you right here, because this is a lie that you're telling yourself, and you're actually coming from a lack mentality right now. And let me just show you. And then they go, oh my gosh, I am. Like, let's figure this out. So I do one-on-ones with everybody every single month. And then we do main teachings. Like right now, we're really working on messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And messaging, brand messaging, is the most important thing. And when you get that down, you know, that's when you can really connect with your people. And so we're really working on that right now. We work on mindset all the time. And of course, I teach some of my most powerful art journaling exercises in there. So I think it's just so important to stay in that positive content all the time.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
It's a really wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Well, I have a couple of remarks to make. So first of all, you guys who are listening to us on the podcast, you cannot see Jane showed a few absolutely amazing art journals. So if you want to see it, I promise I will post uncut video on Patreon. So if you are not a part of Patreon, you're missing out. Second, I wanted to ask you about the mastermind. Like, is it a closed group? Do you invite other people? Is it like a limited time program? How, what does it look like? Do other people can join?
Yeah. So right now, because it is fairly new, I'm actually offering it as a lifetime. And so I just want to grow like a core group of people and really take them through a journey and really see where we can all get together. So right now it's open. It's open and it's a lifetime. Now, when you say lifetime, what does that mean? Well, I guess it's the lifetime of my business, right? Right. But it also includes a retreat, you know, some extra fun things. There's a lot going on in there. So it is open. I definitely am trying to attract other people in that understand this mindset. They can see it in themselves, and then they can understand that they too can get past all of that BS that they're telling themselves, and they want to take action. And I'm all about taking action, and I'm all about taking imperfect action. So
imperfect. 70, I love that.
70% is perfect. 100% is you have overthought it way too much. Right. And so I encourage people to take scared action, doing something that they wouldn't normally do, because that is where the shifts happen. That's where they occur.
Awesome. So I gotta ask you this question. So do you have a timeline when you are going to close that? Because right now it's open, but this episode will probably air a couple of months later after the recording day. So I just want to make sure that people who are listening it now are not missing out, that we're talking like, oh, this is open, and then they go to your website and like,
yeah.
Nope.
Like if I'm being totally honest, I can't really answer that question. I'm somebody that really listens to the universe now, right? Because I missed it all before and I listen now. And I guess I can just say when I feel it's time to close it, I'm going to close it. But as of right now, that's not happening. I want to attract in the people that want to be there. And I don't want it to get huge because that takes away the trust in the group, right? But I just want to call in the people that really can, that are resonating with this, and they're ready to take imperfect action to grow their business.
Awesome. So, okay. So for every one of you who are listening, go check out Jane's website right now, because in case tomorrow she's going to close and you have, you know, a little bit of time left. And if you are late, I am sure that Jane has a lot to offer besides Mastermind Group. I actually have another question for you, Jane. You mentioned during this conversation, you mentioned personal brand, branding, brand messaging a few times, and you said that this is really important. I wanted to hear your perspective on this personal branding idea.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, it's so important just to be yourself, right? And to let yourself be seen. And that's like the scariest thing ever, right? But again, it's all the negative stuff that we're telling ourselves that if you just let go of that, it's just, it doesn't even matter. You don't even care. Like if somebody doesn't like you, that is fine. Because guess what? They're never going to buy from you anyways. Right?
True.
Right? Yeah. So I really... And this is something that people resist too, but it's like really diving into who your perfect people are. And people resist that. That's scary to them. And if you just, it's like the Nike saying, just do it. If you just do it, just do it. Just dig in, really get quiet, like figure out who your people are and then figure out why they would be attracted to you. What do you have in common? What are the things that you support? You know, all of it. Right. And then you let that message come out. And that's all you talk about all the time, because that's who you are. And that's how you attract the people that are meant to be with you.
Well, that's a great point as well. all right. So I also know you have, those are the big things, the one-on-one coaching, mastermind program, but you also have a lot of things. Like you're making tons of videos. You are publishing a virtual magazine. You have some masterclasses and courses and other things. I mean, you're a really multifaceted person. And honestly, yeah, just like you said earlier, when I look at all of this, like, goodness, how many hours a day this person has. Seriously. And I've met other artists like this, and I had a lot of people like this on my show, and every single time, like, how? Just how? How, I think, is a different question. And partially you answered that with saying like you have to hire people to do other things that you don't want to do, or you can't, or you're not as, you know, knowledgeable or effective at doing them. But I just wanted to ask you to describe some other things that people can find on your resources on your website, and what is available for free, not for free, what kind of, because people will be interested.
Yeah. I, you know, it's the thing, I can't put myself in a box. I just do so many things and I just can't help it. That's just who I am, right? But on my website, you'll find, like, if you're interested in mixed media art, you'll find a $10 mixed media art course, right? And I tend to over deliver in those because it's an introduction into who I am. So I have a free gel printing course because I love to make model prints on my gel plates so much. So it's a very, very introductory course. But if you have no idea what it is, go check it out. You can find it on my website, right? But I also have things that are run a few times a year. I have a 5-day workshop called Letting Go, and that is an art journaling workshop. It shows people, they have a shift in 5 days. It's pretty amazing. And then that turns into a course I have called Creating Confidently, and that just helps take people further and to really realize that you can create your own story, and to encourage them to continue to live that way. And so, you know, I don't want to just do business coaching because I am a creative. I love to create. I am a teacher, you know, and now I understand why I got that adult education master's degree, because now I really can easily write curriculum. You know, it's super easy for me. And, you know, so that makes it easier. And I understand how adults learn. So it's a more effective process.
Awesome. You also mentioned something very interesting before when we were chatting a little bit before recording this interview. You actually have a course on making courses.
I do.
Sounds like that sounded really amazing for me, because that's something unique I've never seen before. So
yeah, so it is actually really fun. It's called Ignite. It's a 6-week accelerated course. And the cohorts that join, not only do I show them how to create courses, but we actually create a course together. And then we launch it at the end of 6 weeks, and the profits go to them equally. So it's amazing. And that's another huge shift, because you are literally forced to create a course, and you have to get over all of the stuff. Like, I don't like my face and my hair looks dumb. And like, you know, I can't, all the stuff, all the things, right? You have to get over it all. You have to, and then you do have to edit a video for yourself. You know, this is something that you can hire out on, but you got to do it, right? And it's amazing. It's literally amazing, because people are like, all the things that you've been telling yourself that you can't make this, you can't do a course, it's too much, it's so much. You did it in 6 weeks, and you had people doing it with you, and it's a fun process and it's super scary, but you're taking that imperfect action, and then you get to make money at the end of the course. Like, how cool is that? You know?
Yeah, that sounds really amazing, because I don't think I've ever seen, like, I've seen other programs on how to make courses and stuff, but I've never seen anything that is actually a collaborative, creative approach with a chance to actually launch a real product and get a profit off of it. Yeah. So that's amazing. That's really
amazing. Pretty cool. Yeah. And I don't, like, I have a free online course creation ebook that I could offer if your listeners are interested in just learning about, like, where do I even get started? And it really does all start with your community that you are a part of, and listening, and being the one to take the action to actually teach what they're asking for. So
yeah, if you want to offer that book, I will be happy to put it in the show notes. Just send me the link and everything will be there. And speaking of the show notes, I think it's a good time to spell out where to find you online, and where can people, you know, meet you and see everything that you get to offer.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not on like TikTok or anything. My biggest audience is on Facebook. Recently really started focusing on Instagram. So Facebook and Instagram, at Jane Belante Art is, you'll find me everywhere there. And then of course, my website is just janevellanteart.com. And I've got a podcast. It's called Creatively Curious. And
goodness, this woman has a podcast. Guys, what else you can do?
That's actually done with a friend of mine. And it's really just kind of light and fun. But there's a bit of mindset in there as well, right? Because that's just who I am. But it's a really fun conversation.
All right. I'll make sure to put all the links in the show notes, including your podcast. And hopefully my listeners will transfer to your listeners as well. And let's grow the audience. That's awesome. Because there are so many artists who need to hear all of it.
I agree.
All right. Well, that was a really, really cool conversation. I think I asked pretty much everything I wanted to ask you today, but I'm pretty sure that you have, in every answer, you like spill out something. I was like, oh, I also have that. Oh, like, okay. Is there anything I did not ask you about that you want to share today?
Oh, gosh, I don't think so. I love to be at home. I've got a dog and a cat left. My kids are gone, and so I hang out with my pets all day and I create. And it couldn't be more wonderful. I'm super blessed.
I am jealous.
You can get there too. You can get there too.
Well, I have pets. Jane, thank you so much for joining me today. It was absolutely wonderful to talk to you, and thank you so much for your wisdom. And I will make sure, again, you guys go to the show notes to find Jane's links to her social media, to her website, the book that she is going to share with us. I'll put all the links, and some pictures that if she will kindly provide us with some images of her art journals and painted furniture, because I'm actually very curious to see the art on piece of furniture created by Jane. I'm sure that's a rare thing now. If you find one on eBay, it's going to be an investment.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that's so funny. Well, thank you. I just appreciate so much. This was a great conversation. I'm so grateful that you had me.
I am so grateful for your time. Thank you so much. And we'll see you again in the art scene.
It has been another episode of In the Art Scene podcast. If you liked today's conversation, please give us a good review on Apple. And go listen to other great stories. Check out our website, intheartscene.com. Or follow us on Instagram at InTheArtScene for more content. If you are a creative and you want to share your story, shoot us a message from the website or DM us on Instagram. Look forward to seeing you next time in the art scene.